I've got two young players in the studio with me that play in the NBA with the Golden State Warriors, one taken in the first round, the other taken in the second round, and this is the face of professional basketball. These guys are going to be around for a long time. One is Harrison Barnes, the rookie forward for the Warriors, taken by Golden State in the first round. And, of course, he played a couple of years for Roy Williams at North Carolina. The other is Draymond Green, rookie forward for the Warriors, taken in the second round, and he played for Tom Izzo at Michigan State. You know, guys, as I look around the league and I see the young players, and I've watched you both play, one of the things I'm most impressed with is the passion in which you guys play this sport. Now, I know you grew up with it, but I wonder if you would each give me your perspective on the passion that you have for playing basketball. And I'll start you with you, Harrison.
Well, I mean, just playing at the NBA level, I mean, there's nothing you could ask more for. I mean, this is what, you know, a lot of basketball players dream of, what a lot of basketball players want to be, the situation they want to be in. So, I mean, we just go out there. I mean, it's such a blessing that you just want to play with as much passion as you can.
Take me back to when that passion started for you.
I probably started getting serious about the game of basketball probably when I was in the fifth grade. I realized I had an opportunity, you know, play this game at maybe, you know, the high school level, the varsity level, which was, you know, big in the state of Iowa. So that's something I always try to do, was just play as hard as I can, play with, you know, all the passion that I had for this game, and just realize that, you know, it's an opportunity to play this game. It's not a right.
Draymond?
You know, like Harrison said, you know, it's something, you know, being able to play in the NBA is something that every kid dream of. So when you actually get here, you know, you want to go out and give it your all every single day, not only just because you're here, but because you want to play and be in this league as long as you possibly can. And, you know, so just going out and playing with passion every day. But, you know, you're going to be passionate about something that you love to do. I think that's what anybody in any job or anything that you do. If you love doing something, you're going to be passionate about it.
How do you maintain the balance between reality and what your desire is? Because, you know, not everybody does make it to professional sports.
I mean, you know, I think it's just, you know, staying grounded is the most important thing. You know, you still have to live your everyday life. You know, you're still talking to people who are in certain situations, you know, certain situations that you may be involved in. And also, you know, I think some of the things that also helped me as well is, you know, just seeing some of the guys in our locker room. You know, you see these guys who are making the millions and millions and millions of dollars. And, you know, you look at all those different things and take it into account of things that you need to do, things that you need to work on, what you need to do to get to a certain level that you want to get to. And I think that's one of the most important things for me.
You know, Draymond, you brought up a very interesting, you made an interesting statement when you said stay grounded. That's not something that's really very easy for somebody young. I mean, if you're a star athlete at the high school level, you know that all of a sudden people are, you know, a lot of adulation. People are doing things for you. People want a part of Draymond Green. They want a part of Harrison Barnes as well. I want both of you to tell me what that was like growing up as being stars in basketball. What was it like for you, Draymond?
I mean, you know, my career hasn't, you know, been the prototype, you know, where you're getting all the attention, all those things. You know, I've always kind of flew under the radar. You know, a lot of people said I was too big. A lot of people said I was too slow, couldn't do this, couldn't do that. However, I always had a, you know, a decent amount of stardom, if that's what you want to call it. And, you know, it's kind of like, you know, of course, like you said, everybody wants a part of you. Everybody wants to do this for you. They want to do that for you. They want to be here, want you to be there, want you to do all these different things. And, you know, I think one of the things that really helped me out a lot with that is my mom. You know, I can do anything, maybe go for 40 points, and I come home, and she's going to say something negative to make sure, you know, you still need to work on this, you still need to do that. So, you know, I think that's one of the things that helped me out is, like I said, my mom just always being my biggest critic and making sure, you know, that you're never too good. You still got a lot of work to do and something that's going to keep on continue to push me.
And Harrison, it was a little bit different for you because you've always been a star at almost every level that you played. I mean, you had a lot of people that wanted you. You ended up going to North Carolina. But what was it like for you when you were young and you had to deal with all that adulation?
I always looked at it as a big chip on my shoulder. You know, I was always, you know, the kid from, you know, that place that no one knew about, Iowa. I mean, we're not known for producing basketball players. So, and I always kind of looked at it as just kind of motivation to always, you know, prove where I was from. You know, if I was ranked high, you know, people always didn't believe, you know, I deserved that ranking. And then when you come to this level, you know, with so many great stars, I think what's good about our team is that, you know, we just have, you know, really humble vets. I mean, a guy like, you know, Stephen Curry, a guy you can see, you know, he'll go out there and get 30 points, but, you know, you never see him in the locker room, you know, pounding his chest. You never see him, you know, walk around with a different swag as if he's better than anybody. You know what I'm saying? If anything, you would think, you know, he was, you know, the lowest guy on the totem pole, you know, trying to work his way on the team. I mean, he's just that type of leader and that type of guy that, you know, always kind of defers the attention. So I think that just really kind of trickles down through our whole team.
I want to ask you both about something that's a commonality, certainly a commonality that I have found in all my years of interviewing athletes, particularly African-American athletes. I have always found that during the course of the interview with them, at some point they will bring up their mothers. And there's something about the black woman in the family that is just almost overpowering to some degree. Can you guys both help me, since your mothers were so instrumental in your lives? And Harrison, I'll start with you.
Well, you know, I mean, I owe everything I am to this day to my mom. You know, she was obviously the backbone of our family. It was just me, her, and my sister. She just always tried to instill that work ethic in me. And, you know, she didn't always say it, but, you know, I had to see it as well. I mean, she worked very hard to just put us in the situation that I am now. So I'm really thankful, you know, to have her in my life and thankful that she got me to this point.
She put a lot of pressure on you. What's your middle name?
Bryce Jordan.
And what did she used to do?
She used to have me watch Michael Jordan clips growing up to try to influence me to be a basketball player.
That's not much pressure coming from mom, is it?
Not at all. But, I mean, you had to look at the bigger point of what she was trying to do. She just wanted me to just, whatever I did, just try to pursue excellence. Michael Jordan was her image of what excellence was in terms of basketball. But whether it was school, whether it was, you know, just being a good person, whatever it was, she always just encouraged me to just be the best that I can.
Since she was so influential in your life, what was the best piece of advice she ever gave you?
Oh, the best piece of advice. I mean, she's given me so much, but I think just the biggest advice she's given me recently is learn to deal with people, because the type of person that somebody is, you know, you may be able to run from that situation, but people recycle themselves. So you continue to see that type of person down the line. So just always, you know, being understanding, always being, you know, caring, cerebral, you know, being able to talk and deal with different types of people. Because, you know, we run into different types of people all the time. So I think that's the best advice she's given me.
And Draymond, give me your perspective on the black woman in the family. Why so strong, that image?
I mean, my mom, she just has a strong personality. You know, I think she can rub off on just about anybody. So, you know, growing up in that household, that's kind of where I get my personality from, where I'm not, you know, I'm not afraid to speak. I'm not afraid to do this or say this or being tough. You know, that's one thing my mom always preached, is being tough. She used to tell us, if you're going to be soft, you can't live in my house. You know, and it kind of helps me on the basketball court. It helps me with everything in life, just the type of person I am. So, you know, I think just growing up around that each and every day, you know, I'm not sure what it is about it that, you know, made me the way that I am. But, you know, her personality is just so dominant, and it's just rubbed off on me.
And she was somebody that believed in academics, and you did something wrong one time. And she said, I took away his phone, his PlayStation. I even took apart his bed. I don't know where he slept. I was mad. What was she mad about?
Well, you know, it was one of the most embarrassing things in my life. I was so it was my ninth grade science class. I was doing really good in the class. So my teacher, he averaged our grades out through, like, he put all three grades from each semester. And the final exam grade, he added it in, but put a 0%. Basically showing us what we needed to get or what we needed to do to pass the class, to get what grades you want, and all those different things. So, you know, me, I'm never settling for less. So all I needed was a 0.4%, 0.4. And I'm trying to get 100%. So, you know, I studied, didn't feel like I had the material quite the way I wanted it. So I cheated. And he let me get all the way to, I had like two questions left on the exam. And of course, you know, I wasn't a fool. So, you know, I got a couple questions wrong on purpose. And I got to the last two questions. He came and lifted my exam up and took the study guide and walked away, turned back around and took my test. So I failed the class. And my mom found report. I didn't say a word. And my report cards came out. I was laying on the floor. And she came in, she started opening report cards up. I walked out the room. And she started yelling. I already knew what she was yelling about, so I went downstairs. I went back downstairs, and she's like, what's this grade about this, that, and the other? And I was like, I don't know. I don't know how I failed the class. I was doing great. She takes out the phone book and called the teacher. Searches phone number, called the teacher, and he gives her everything that happened. So she took basketball away. She didn't let me go. Michigan State was always my dream school. She didn't let me go to Michigan State team camp, didn't let me go to any AAU tournaments, and made me go to summer school. And she told me right then and there, if took my phone, took all those things that you mentioned, told me right then and there, if your grades don't come up, you'll never play basketball again. And that from that point on, you know, it just made me take my grades a lot more serious, and because she knew I could do it. It was just a matter of if I wanted to. At that point, I didn't want to.
And your quote was, "I was the class clown. I thought that was the way to be popular. I found out that wasn't the way. I didn't study, trying to do everything the easy way." We'll talk more about that with two outstanding young players in the NBA, with the Golden State Warriors, Harrison Barnes and Draymond Green, as we continue on America's Sports Talk Show.